Okay, we'll give Rick another call. Bob, N8KPR, you are up with DW to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net. I almost went to that swap up there. I was at my place up in Lufton at the campground there, and I was talking to some of the guys on the West Branch repeater there on Friday night, and they were getting ready to go up there the next day. And I gave it some thought, but I was like, okay, I got up there Friday night, and I had to leave this afternoon. In fact, I just got home, I literally got home, put some stuff away, come down in the shack, turned it on the radio, and it was like 2 minutes after 7, and I was, oh, yeah, but not. So I just got here, but I didn't make it. Too little time and too much to do. I don't know the next time. Well, I won't be up there next weekend, but I'll be up there the weekend after that. And I'll probably have to close it because I'm going camping in another campground the week after that. And then the week after that, I'm going to St. Louis, Missouri, so that'll be another week there, and so that'll take me towards the end of October, and we all know October is unpredictable. It could be cold, could be warm, who knows, but so I may have to close it. Don't want to, but it's just the end of the season. So, I didn't get a chance to talk to any guys up there, what they bought, but maybe the next time they get hold of them. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, it would have been. I think you would have enjoyed it. It was just kind of a neat thing, and some really nice equipment. As I mentioned before, some estate sales. If I would have been looking instead of trying to sell, I'm sure I would have came home with some good stuff. Okay, Dave, you are up next. If we're at the bottom of the list, the W8DW. Go ahead, Dave. Okay, real good there, Dave. NAGRLWADW. Not a whole lot for you. We just we spent a few days up at Roger City. Went up there Thursday, came back today. We were going to see. Wanted to stay another night, another couple nights, but Mary had a doctor's appointment in the morning tomorrow, so we come back for that. And it was nice up there. We had a pretty good time, as you know. And well, it's funny. It was a lot cooler. We get down here, and it's in the 90s. It was like mid 70s up there, so it was really, really, really nice. One of the bad things though is we used our internet to get our TV service for the Roku, and internet service up there. We've been up there before and not had a problem. Actually, one of the hams from the Grand Rapids area was up there a couple years ago, and his wife was actually working from there while he was all playing, and she was using the internet, and we could not get the internet from the campground at all. Had to go right into Roger City to do it. And I had a couple ideas that I hadn't taken what I needed. I got a 30-foot mast. I was going to put the hotspot up on the 30-foot mast, but did not put it in the vehicle. We were sometimes we got a little internet service and sometimes not. So they're having a problem up there, I guess. We talked to I went and stopped by Mike WB8TQZ's QTH up there and said hi to him. Anyway, we had a good time. Anyway, Dave, this is going to be my one and done, and we'll catch you guys down at law probably tomorrow at the Monday event. So 73 to all. Thanks for doing it, Dave. NADRLWADW. Okay, Dave, well, fine business. When you don't have that darn internet, that's always it can be a pain, that's for sure. I've been tempted to look into Starlink, but I'm not sure, just it's kind of a backup, but I don't know anything about it yet, but I kind of like to learn something about that. All right, the bottom of the list here. Is there anyone else who'd like to jump in for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.